Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome. We are getting started with the Alchemy's Global Meditation. So, a couple of quick announcements before we move into the energies. I was going to do the announcements at the end, but then realized the energy is going to be so strong that I probably won't be able to do it then. So, we'll do it quick. As you can see up on the screen, we have our very first Heart Sanctuary weekend coming up in the first weekend in February. And we've done an online gathering last year, but we've never done this is kind of a new format for the Alchemy. So it is Friday night from 5 till 8, and these are Pacific times, Saturday 9 to 12 and 1 to 3, and then Sunday morning again. And so it will be divine service for the planet, but it will also be for you to assist you on your journey. And you can do that, book that through our website. All right. And we hope you'll join us and you will get the recordings and you don't have to be present for it all. Like if it's part of it is your nighttime, it's okay. We'd love to have you join us. And a couple of announcements from my company, Sparkles of Love. So tomorrow we have a group healing with Archangel Raphael and Dr. Lorfen, and that's at noon Pacific time. And those are $15 per person. And they're great to just get a tune-up and work on one issue or to come and just receive the energies. And if you can't be present live, we still put you in the chamber and you receive all the benefits. And then Friday, I have my second brand new class coming up, and it is called Activating the Original Code of Love. So it is the first of the 33 codes of origin, and my guides have asked me to do activations for the code. So you would learn about what the code of love is and the 33 codes, and you would learn how to use it, and then it would be activated with you, within you, because everyone on planet Earth had the code downloaded at the end of the alchemy gathering. The guides came through and asked that everyone on planet Earth receive the original code, though they are not all activated yet. And then lastly, my other final new, my biggest new program, Living and Loving Your Spiritual Entrepreneurship, will begin on Wednesday, the 27th of January. So if you have any questions, please let me know. I'm happy to answer those or send you the recording of the sessions, the informational sessions we've done. And if you're looking at starting your own business and you want it to be balanced energetically with the what we call the third dimensional reality, then it would be a great opportunity for you. All right, thanks everybody for paying attention, and let's move in now. And begin as we often do by connecting to the light and just see, feel, or sense as we bring that pure source light down. Just allow that pure source light to come down into your physical body and your auric egg. And as we do this, as you bring in this pure source light, I'm going to ask you to see or sense. There is a beautiful golden disc appearing at your feet now. And it's larger than a dinner plate, and it's the Alchemy's travel disc, and each person has their own. So as you step upon it, just feel as it takes you up, up, up. And it's going to take you to the Alchemy field. And this is this beautiful field with long grasses and wild flowers and beautiful tall trees on either side. And if you look down to the end of the field, you will see a magnificent, very large crystal. And it is quartz-like in texture and color, and it's the size of an old oak tree. And this is the Alchemy's home crystal, their base. And we're going to ask everyone to come down and stand around the crystal. Greetings, beloved ones. We are the Alchemy, and it is our pleasure to be present with you this evening. And we call forth on our beloved ribbons, the one you know as Anila Rai, and we call forth on the Christian one and our beloved Mother Gaia, and we invite the three of them to step in to the inside of the alchemy crystal as our energies run through them during our global meditations. And as you each come around, you will see you are standing on a large golden platform that is our energetic base. And we work only in group consciousness. And so we shall create with you a group heart that will dissolve at the end of our global meditation. And this allows us to hold more power and more grace and to get more done, so to speak. And know that you will not feel or hear the thoughts or the emotions of anyone else, but it simply adds to what we can do. So see or feel now, as we bring a violet or a purple ray down through the crystal into our beloved Anna Lorai. And see or feel now as she sends this purple ray or ribbon directly to your heart chakra. And you will see or feel now a golden ray or ribbon. And this comes down and goes through the body and heart of the Christian one. And he sends it out to connect directly with your heart chakra. And now Mother Gaia brings up her own energy and sends out an emerald green ray to connect directly with your heart. And see or feel now, beloveds, as a diamond light ray comes through, down through Anna Lorai, and she sends it out to your heart, and it goes through your physical heart and your heart chakra and out the back, and it wraps around this whole group, whether you are with us live or on the recording, and it connects back into the back of your heart. And it holds all of this group strong and steady. And some of you may have already noticed or sensed that there are 11 rings of angels outside this large golden platform who come to support you and hold the energies. And many other beings of light come forth this evening. And so see or feel now as many, many of what you call the ascended masters or the enlightened ones come forward, and they too come in rings around this crystal. And one steps forth, one enlightened one or ascended master steps forth and joins you on your disc and ask to connect directly with your heart. So they too will be on your golden disc and support you energetically. And feel now as many groups of the mythical creatures come and form rings around all of you and around this disc. And one comes forward and joins you on your golden disc and asks to connect with your heart and with the ascended master. It might be a fairy, it might be a unicorn, it might be a dragon, it might be an ogre, it might be a centaur. It could be any one of the magical, mystical creatures. And there is no better than other. And just feel as they consciously connect with your heart and that of the ascended master. and feel now as one angel, an individual angel, joined you on your golden platform on your disc. And they too come forward to support this day. And they connect with the mythical creature and the enlightened one and with you, holding you strong. And just allow the energies to grow. Allow the love to flow to you from us through the purple, golden, green, and diamond light rays, beloved ones. Beautiful. And take a couple of deep breaths in and bring in more of the love and light and allow yourself to expand your heart, your aura, your energy field. And see or feel now as a star sphere being comes forward. And those of you new with us, these are a race of light spheres from another time and space that are highly evolved that come to support the transition on planet Earth. And should you wish it, this star sphere being is happy to merge with you during this global meditation, or simply connect with you on your platform. You choose now. Merge, please. And feel now as more beings of light from across time and space come forth and form more and more rings around this golden platform, around this group as we work together tonight. And feel as all of these beings of light who are present send their love and their support directly to each of you now. So just feel as these waves of love come forth into your body and your heart and your field. And simply receive. And feel now, beloveds, as one more being of light comes forward on your golden disc with you, and that is a member of the Alchemy Collective Consciousness. And we come forth one by one to connect one-on-one with each of you and to connect with the angel and the mythical creature and the star sphere being and the enlightened one and with you. As we connect all of these hearts together in divine service. And just feel as the energies shift and open even further. And feel now as we start to bring in the white diamond light directly into your heart and into your crown chakra. And for those of you who are new with us, the diamond lights are all the next level of the ascension energies. They all carry the codes of remembrance of who you are on all levels. And so just it is the white is the base. And just receive in your crown chakra and directly into your heart as we send the white diamond light to each of you now to assist you in aligning with these energies, with each other, and to assist in supporting you in just aligning the self. You have had busy days with many things going on. We just want to assist you in settling and aligning to your highest potentials in this moment. And feel now as the pale pink, the rose pink diamond light begins to flow into your body along with the white. And the pink diamond light is designed very specifically for the human body to support it, to assist you, to support the human body. And just feel now as this pink diamond light begins to flow. And allow it to move through your body. You don't have to direct it at all, beloved ones. It will simply flow. And now we are going to bring, you will see either a light or a dark blue diamond light. And the white and the pink continue to flow. And now we bring through the blue diamond light, either light or dark blue. And this is the diamond light of divinity. And just feel as this assists you in remembering your own divinity, the magnificence that you are. And yes, we know, beloveds, we are going a little faster than normal, but there is much for all of us to co-create and do this day. And we need to get you as energized and aligned and in the highest frequency as possible for what we are doing this day. So just breathe and drink your water and feel as the white, the pink, and the blue diamond light flow into your crown chakra, into your heart chakra, and to all of your physical forms and into your energy field. And do not worry, each time you hear Anna Lorai yawn, it is simply the energies rising. She will not fall asleep on you, we promise. And now we bring the last of the diamond lights this evening, the last we are using. And this is what we call the crystal clear diamond light. And this diamond light holds the energy of the future, the energy of the future. And we will share with you now publicly, for we have not done so yet, that during our last gathering here on Vancouver Island a few months ago in October, we often do not share what was accomplished, but today feels like an appropriate day to tell you that what the magnificent group of you who were present accomplished is laid into the earth grid where the divine timeline was the divine timelines. And up until that point, there were still many different timelines that were potentials. But the highest timeline where all shall ascend well, all will awaken, has been laid into planet Earth, and this is past the point of no return. And we hope that this gives you some joy in knowing that this has been accomplished. And so as we work today and all days forward, we are always bringing in this energetic and this love, this light, always in alignment with the highest timeline for planet Earth, the divine timeline, not the one chosen by humans, but the one chosen and laid out by Source. And yes, those of you who were present with the gathering, we give you full permission now that you may share this information should you wish. And just see or feel now as the white, the pink, the blue, and the crystal clear diamond light flow into you. And what we are going to do this day is we are simply, though it is not necessarily a simple task, it is an important time on your transition as a planet. And we wish to load up as much love and vibrations of peace as we can this moment. And so, as we have said to you in the past, we ask you to not put in any of your own expectations about what happens in these next days. Do not think that something good has happened or something bad has happened. Do not have any expectations. You may know some things, you may not. You may see some news, you may not. It doesn't mean that things aren't happening on many levels to bring about divine changes for your planet, for the direction of your planet. But in light of all of this, we ask you to let go of your expectations or what you think the change should look like, and simply be present and receive the vibrations of love now. And the vibrations of love are the original code of love. It is this vibration of pure source, that vibration of oneness. And we ask you to simply feel and receive now as this purest vibration of love. This is not romantic love or anything like this. This is pure source energy of love begins to flow into your physical body, your etheric body, through the crown and heart chakras. If it becomes too strong for you, simply ask the angelic being or the ascended master on your golden disc to make adjustments, and it will be so. And so it begins. Yes, the diamond lights continue to flow in to support you, but this pure love is a different stream coming in now that some of you will experience, some of you will sense, and some of you won't. But it works the same no matter your experience of it. And we are going to saturate your body first. And then we are going to invite you, wherever you are on planet Earth, we invite you to imagine your feet. Below, your knees have gotten very long. They have grown 6 feet. And even if you are standing at the surface, your feet now touch the unity grids. The unity grids on planet Earth are 6 feet or 2 meters below the surface of the Earth. So imagine no matter where you are on planet Earth, even if you're in a high rise, then your legs have gone much longer than 2 meters. And just feel and sense as you connect with the unity grid, and we begin to allow this source love to move through you, to fill you first, and to move into the unity grids. Let us blast the planet with the love of Source. And we shall go into the silence for a few minutes because we want you to go as deep as you can and bring through as much of this vibration as possible to begin with. Continue to stay inwards and focus, beloved ones. Allow all of this love, this pure source love, to move through you and down into the unity grids. Continue, beloved ones, to expand your energy field, your heart. And feel as this not only runs through you as individuals, but also another layer runs through the group heart. So you might say we are double dipping this night. We are adding more love in more ways into the planet and to all who wish to receive. And feel now as we begin to bring forth, and you can run it with the love, is the vibration of peace. The vibration of peace. For there's many and much that is unsettled in these moments. And so we bring forth this vibration of peace. And those of you who are finely attuned to the energies will sense the difference in love and peace, the vibrational difference. But first, it must saturate your own field and own body. So allow it to flow into you. Know that you are safe, that it cannot and will not be manipulated. And continue to allow this vibration of peace to move through your body, through your brain, your heart, to fill you with peace. Allow yourself to be filled with this beautiful vibration of peace. And we ask you now to allow this vibration of peace to flow into the unity grids. It will continue to fill you as does the vibration of love, but we ask you to allow both to flow now into the unity grids. You do not need to direct it, beloved ones. There are many of you across the planet in different locations, and it will spread. But we just want you to continue to open the tap. It is like you are going to open the tap to full and allow the vibrations of love and peace in accordance with the divine plan and pure source to flow through you and into the unity grids. And we will move into the silence once again to allow you to go the deepest as you allow this to happen through you. There's really nothing you need to do except for stay present and feel the support of the angel and the star sphere being, the alchemy member, the enlightened one and the mythical creature, all on the disc with you, the golden disc, and then the many beings around you that have come across time and space. And continue to allow this love and peace to flow through you. And those of you that can and feel so inclined, we ask you to allow even more to flow through you. If it knocks you out, in a good way, we mean not harmfully, then that is acceptable, that is fine. But we ask you to open as wide as you can so more of this love and this peace move into the unity grids for all. Continue to allow the love and the peace of Source to flow through you. If it gets too strong, then you may ask to dial it back. But we simply ask you do your best to stay present as this is happening. Stay present as this is happening. For in essence, your presence tonight is consent. Consent for peace and love on planet Earth. And if you wish, beloveds, to fill your home or your land or your apartment, wherever it is you are staying these days, to fill that with extra love and extra peace, just imagine that these vibrations that are flowing through you are going simultaneously into the unity grid and into the space of your home or the space where you are currently residing. So just allow. And continue to allow this love and peace to move through you and into your home space and into the unity grids. And in these coming days, we invite you to be the love and be the peace, no matter what you see or think is happening. To be as peaceful and loving to all sides of the coin, to all beings on earth in these days. And we share with you, all is as it should be to move forward along this divine timeline. And so one more rush or push or swoosh of love and peace now we send to you. And yes, you are bringing through far more than you normally would because of all the beings of light who are here to assist. And should you wish to in the coming days, you may re-listen to this and load more love and more peace into the unity grids and into yourself. But once again, we say none of your expectations are to go in. And in fact, it is such that they will not be allowed to go in. Only these vibrations of the highest level of love and peace. And the energies of peace and love slowly stop running through you. And the crystal clear diamond light and the blue diamond lights gently stop flowing. And the pink and the white diamond light We would say that the pink diamond light is going to flow within you for the next 24 hours. For the first time you listen to this. So for those of you with us live, it will flow within you for the next solid 24 hours, the pink diamond light. It does not go into the unity grid. It is to support your physical body. And if you are listening to this as a recording, once you listen, you will have 24 hours, if you want, of the pink diamond light supporting your physical body. And all the beings of light, the angel, the mythical creature, the enlightened one, the alchemy member, the star sphere being, all thank you and embrace you from within and from without. And thank you for your service this day. And we know that very often in human form, you think, I did nothing, I just sent love. Or I just held the light or stayed in the peace and out of the judgment. And we cannot tell you how powerful that is. For you don't always see, you very rarely see the results of it. But we say to you and we ask you to hear that these actions of peace and love and presence are so deeply profound, more than you could possibly imagine. And so we invite you to continue in these energies. We invite you in these coming days to be gentle on yourself and others, to be kind and compassionate, to have patience, and be the love that we know you are. The star sphere being dissolves their merge. And the member of the alchemy, the angel, the mythical creature, and the enlightened one all gently dissolve their connection with you. And Anna Lorai gently dissolves the diamond light ray of the group heart. Mother Gaia gently dissolves the green ray. And we ask the Christian one to gently dissolve the golden ray. And Anna Lorai now dissolves the purple ray or the violet ray. And your golden disc lifts you and take you back to your own time and space. We are the alchemy, collective consciousness. We are a group of light beings that come forth at the time of transition for a planet and her people. We come not to save, but to co-create with you in the vibrations of love and light in accordance with the divine plan. It is our great honor to be present with you, to co-create and to support you. Our blessings of love and light to each of you, and our deepest gratitude. We are the alchemy. Thank you, everybody. It's Anna Lorai. So I hope that you have a peaceful and loving day and night and few days. And thank you so much for being present with us. And someone says, thank you for all the love. It's a bliss to be a part of this. I agree. Absolutely amazing. Thank you. You are so welcome, everyone. So very welcome. Others are saying thank you to everyone. Wow, much love and gratitude. Amazing. Thank you so much again. You are so welcome, everyone. So very, very welcome. Well, those of you having an evening, enjoy your evening. And those of you starting your day, I hope it's a great one for you. As someone else is saying right now, such exciting times to be here on planet Earth. All the best, everybody. Hugs. Good night. Goodbye.